Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, we just got done doing a couple of Q&As, and prior to that, we read Matthew chapter 5.
I really wanted you to comment on my brilliant intro.
So we're doing a live Discord tonight, and mm-hmm. you've been
noisy
all night. Mm-hmm. So I no,
you're just
I have got nothing left. It's already gone.
You're just
if you guys wanted my responses, you had to be here for the live Discord earlier, and you know you can do that by clicking on the link in the show notes, and then you would have caught my sighing earlier, and no,
now
this is already covered.
You don't even glare at me. You just ignore me completely and carry on.
So the last chapter we did with regard to Matthew was chapter 5.
Yes, little Maddie, chapter 5.
Yeah, which was the beginning of Jesus and the Sermon on the Mount.
No, it wasn't the beginning of Jesus.
Not the beginning of Jesus, the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount.
It was the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount.
Yes.
And the Mount was Mount Nebo.
Sure.
Probably, maybe.
Probably.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Oh, no, I'm confusing that with the mountain that the devil took him up to and tempted him with.
Yeah.
And was like, jump, do right. it.
Yeah, we covered that in the Q&A.
Yeah, that was the Nebo
Mountain. Yeah, I feel like the Nebo Mountain would be too high for the Sermon on the Mount. They'd be like, what did you say?
What?
Like,
you're way too
fucking high up there, dude.
Yeah, I don't know what mountain this is. Never mind.
Sure. It's probably just a small hill.
It's probably,
that'd be my guess. Like, it's, you know what I mean?
It
like,
could even be a balcony.
It's a vantage point from wherever the other people are.
Let's be honest. He probably just opened his doors and is, like, talking out his balcony.
Could be. Who knows? I mean, we don't have video of it, so we'll never know for sure.
That's regrettable.
It really is, actually.
So,
the fact that we don't have video of Jesus is one of the biggest travesties that there is.
If you could tell time, no, I can tell time. If you could travel in time, would you go back to Jesus's time and like try to catch that on video?
I don't know. I don't know that I even really believe that Jesus is the Jesus that we speak of. Like, yeah. I don't know that the Jesus that actually existed.
There were multiple
there's a lot of account.
Walking around.
Like it's very questionable how much of this, if any of it, actually happened the way it's said to have happened.
Right.
So,
right.
Like, that aspect of things. I for clarity, given the how important this is to society, yes, obviously I would love to go back and find out what the fuck happened. But I don't know that it would be easy to discern what is what. You know,
right.
That's all. I don't know, but for sure, yeah. I would go. I would check it out. See what's up.
Okay.
Anyway, we're at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount.
What's the Sermon on the Mount?
Matthew chapter 5. It's where as you said, it's the Beatitudes, which I don't even really fucking know what that means.
Yeah, we'll get into that in our Q&A over chapters 5, 6, and 7.
Because that's like Jesus speak. That's like.
It's all the red ink.
And I don't know those things. I've
right.
heard the word before, but I didn't know. I don't really know what that means exactly.
Yeah, I don't either.
But we had a bunch of bumper sticker slogans.
We did.
We had Jesus telling us that our thoughts are crimes.
Yes, thought crimes.
Yeah.
I love that for me.
Right. And also,
I have lots of thoughts and they are all over the place.
And also, Christians must hate this part, but he said that all of the old laws from the Old Testament still apply.
Yeah, I'm going to have so much to say about that because I researched a lot of chapter 5 already, and I'm so excited for when we do our Q&A.
Yeah, no, I and so far I've really enjoyed the Q&As over this because it's been, like, it's taking what we read in the Old Testament and we're digging in even further on a lot of this stuff because now they're trying to fulfill these fucking prophecies.
Yeah. And sometimes it's like, no, that wasn't even a prophecy, asshat.
But it's been fun because like we actually have the base knowledge of the Old Testament going into this. So reading this is actually more fun than I thought it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm enjoying this. Also,
I want to be fair. The New Testament is eminently more readable. Eminently more readable than the Old Testament. It's much less boring and difficult to read.
Right.
It's a little more reedy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of the biggest things we complained about in the Old Testament was how unreadable it fucking was.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, and they use pronouns way too. I mean, there's just so much wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that was Matthew chapter 5.
Little
the
Maddie.
The beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. Mm-hmm. And that means that today we're going to be reading
Little Maddie chapter 6.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie. All right, we are hopping into Little Maddie chapter 6 with my long-suffering husband. And I am going to read now about Jesus.
With what?
My long-suffering husband.
Why am I your long-suffering husband?
Because I was harassing you.
When no one, like in between.
In between.
That no one heard that you're just jumping in and just saying that.
Yeah.
And
it sounds
there's
right.
No context for it.
No context. Oh, did you want the context?
No, I definitely don't want the context.
The context is this. I was harassing my husband and he was not here for it. And then we had to record. And so that's what we're doing. And I'm like, I love you, husband.
Yeah. Okay. But you would have caught it if you were here at the live Discord.
You would have.
That link down there, you could have heard the whole thing.
You could have. I went on a whole diatribe about football and Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we're going to talk about Jesus.
And go Jesus.
Not no.
No? Are you sure? All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them.
Oh.
I think the same mental image just popped up in both of our minds.
Every Christian ever, basically.
All of them praying over their meal.
Oh my God.
In like, Wendy's.
So performative. Like, no, it's not just that. It's like when people say that they're going to pray for you, like, and just shit like that, like where they like inject themselves mm-hmm. onto you in order to show how Christian they are or whatever. And it's mm-hmm. just, it's so off-putting to me.
Yeah.
Apparently this shit works and gets people to go to church, but I don't know. Well, I don't get it. Like, to me, I'm just like, what the fuck?
Guess what happens when you do that?
You're going against Jesus'
words. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven.
Damn.
I wonder if they know that.
You know, the more we're reading this Sermon on the Mount, the more I'm like, man, most of the Christians I know are fucked.
They are fucked. I don't think they're getting their just rewards. All right. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others.
Yeah.
I think that those are metaphorical trumpets.
Yeah.
I don't think that those are actual. Bah, 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 bah.
No, obviously. It's just saying don't announce. Like, you should. That's why some people give and don't want their name attached to things.
Yeah.
You know, like, which I think is noble in a way. Like, I think that there is something to be said for just giving to give and to, you know, be good. And
for the sake of being good,
right? And
not for the honor of it.
You don't need the recognition, right?
Yeah.
And to me, I kind of try to, like, I'm not Christian, but I try to operate in my life in a way that is similar to that. Like, I like to do things for people without much ado.
We might tell each other, but that's more of a, this is how my day went.
Yeah.
This is what I did.
Right.
And I liked doing that good thing. Like, it felt good to do that.
Sure.
But it's not to be like, and so now you should totally suck my dick.
No, but I think it's nice. I think something that we don't do in this world as much as we should is to acknowledge other people's existence. Mm-hmm. And to treat them with respect and just even just acknowledging people.
Oh my gosh. That makes me think of something that kid told me that, like, this haunts me. This literally haunted me when they told me this.
Yeah.
They have a friend who had gone through homelessness. And so this friend had done begging on street corners.
Sure.
Because they had no other options.
Right.
And something that that friend said was that 90% of the people that walk by try not to make eye contact with you.
Right.
And to avoid seeing you on purpose. And I was like, well, you know, that makes sense. It's hard to see people suffering and we don't want to see that. But this was the haunting part. Oh, I mean, it literally brought me to tears. The person said, when people don't see you often enough and over, you start to wonder if you even exist.
Yeah.
And if you are real and if it's even like worth getting up the next day, because are you even alive?
Right.
And I just like, for whatever reason, like the homelessness, I acknowledge that that happens and I hate it.
Yeah.
And the fact that my kid was in conversation with somebody who was enduring this, like that broke my heart and blah, blah, blah. Right.
Yeah.
But these are things I know intellectually. For whatever reason, the do I even exist? Because nobody looks at me.
Yeah.
And they don't even see me. Like, that was the part that drove home emotionally for me.
Sure.
What people go through.
Right. And yeah. No, and then that goes to my point, is just acknowledging someone is something more than what generally happens these days. You know, like, most people go through the world, even just normal people, and don't make eye contact. Don't say hello. Don't, you know, there's so much inability to reach out to that person that's just next to you in life, that I feel like even that is something, you know, and we just don't do it nearly enough anymore.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to do those types of things. And I guess I should point out, for that matter, that Jesus has a good point.
Jesus has a good point here. Yeah. He's saying, do be nice, do give to the needy, but don't be like ostentatious about it.
Sure.
Just be good for goodness sakes. Whoa.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full, those who just give for giving's sake. Yeah. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
Again, I think it's...
I'm not sure what the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. I wonder if that's like related to some kind of like administrative thing. Like,
I don't know. I think it goes... It sounds to me like it's just talking more about don't do it with the intent of recognition. Right? Yeah. And again, I agree with that.
Like, no, I totally agree.
Shouldn't be doing it for... Even you shouldn't even be doing it for the thanks of the person. You should be doing it because it's something you genuinely want to do to help a fellow human.
Yeah. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners and in the Burger King. To be seen by others.
They'd be praying all over the fucking place, on the 50-yard line, you know. I mean, it's prolific.
Everybody, they're like, look at me. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. Like, that's all they get. They're done. Okay. They're done.
Right.
Jesus ain't having it.
Right. No, and these are things that I kind of like understood to be true.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I didn't know these exact words, but like, I knew that these things were kind of in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see people doing these performative, like, religious acts out in the world, I'm like, you so haven't read anything about your fucking religion. Yeah, I know you
really
haven't.
You need to read Matthew, guys.
Right, yeah.
Matthew is telling you. And it's the literal, like, first book of the New Testament.
Right, yeah.
Like, just read Matthew and Jesus will tell you what to do. Okay? You're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know if the other guys go against it, and maybe those are the ones that they're following.
I'm sure they have built-in excuses to contradict why this is okay versus, like, they're like, well, I am just praying to myself, but I'm, you know, I do that everywhere.
And how do you argue that?
Right. They're going to come up with some reason why it's okay that they were performative about it, because obviously they just do this everywhere. I'm like, oh, really? Can I follow you around with a secret camera for like a year and just double check you on that? Because I don't believe you.
I really don't believe you.
Yeah.
And anyway, it doesn't matter if you do it in secret and at the, you know, football goal line.
Yeah.
Like, it says don't do the goal line. Okay? It says don't do that.
And this is Jesus saying this. It's in fucking red.
It's in red. Don't do that shit. Stop praying in the Burger King. The Discord
is telling us that Paul wins in the end. And I'm like, but Jesus is saying this.
Yeah. Well, no wonder Christians are like, Jesus too woke. And I'm like, yeah. He's like telling you to fucking behave.
Apparently that was a contradiction. That's a thing even in the New Testament. He was too woke.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's
crazy. We'll find out down the road. But I mean,
I'm just
saying, like, if you guys love Jesus so much, and like Jesus is this, Jesus is Jesus, right?
Apparently they pick which version they like, and right, they don't like Buddy Jesus.
The red Jesus word said, you know, don't do this shit.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
I like that song, Jesus is Just All Right With Me. Sure. And so far in this chapter, I agree with that. He's all right with me. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
Hmm.
Yeah, this is, don't be flashy.
Again, yeah.
Keep it to yourself.
I'm liking this so far. Yeah.
And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans.
Wait, does this say that?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It should say, like, wife be doing all the time. Don't be like that.
Don't be babbling like wife.
I know.
For God's sakes.
Like, stop being noisy and singing and being silly. Yeah. Stop it. Okay. Do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Oh, goddamn. This is hitting me in the heart.
Fucking hilarious.
Oh, man. I do talk a lot. I do babble. And I do have a lot of words. It's
because you're a goddamn pagan.
It's because I'm a pagan.
Yeah.
Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him.
Hmm.
So,
okay. So why did you even have to pray at all?
Yeah.
If he already knows.
Where's the line between... never mind. Like, what are you supposed to be doing? You're awesome, and I fear you. The end.
Right.
Like, is that it?
Right.
This then... Oh, here we go.
Okay.
This then is how you should pray.
Oh,
we got instructions.
Okay.
It's the Our Father. It's
who art in heaven.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Do you know it?
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Oh my gosh, I'm so impressed. I didn't know you knew that. Like, I know it, but I had to learn it as a song in elementary school.
I had to learn it because I was in Scouts.
Wow.
It was something we said all the time in Scouts.
Holy moly.
And I was so embarrassed that I was, like, when I first started Scouts and they started saying this, I was just mumbling and like, what the fuck?
Because you didn't know.
I'm like, what is going on?
And
what is this cultish bullshit that is happening?
Yeah.
And
everybody just knows it.
Yeah. And so I had to learn it in secret, kind of, and
you're like, find out what the hold fuck on, was going let me on. Write that down.
Yeah.
Can you guys go slower? What are those words again? At least it kind of like follows on itself. So it isn't difficult to learn, but.
True.
Yeah. Okay. So this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It sounds like you and I learned the King James Version.
Probably. I don't know.
Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
Mm.
Okay. I like the one we learned better.
The other one rolls off the tongue better to me, but that's probably because I learned it. So
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. The one I learned, since it was like the song version, it was very dramatic. Like, I can specifically remember Mr. Bliss, the piano teacher.
I didn't even know there was a song version.
Well, I don't know if everybody knows this, but that's what I'm telling you this story.
Right.
Okay, when I was in elementary school, we had a music teacher named Mr. Bliss, and he played the piano, and he was very serious about his piano playing. And so it went, do-do-do-do-do, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Da-da-da-da-da, our Father. Like, it was very serious. And like, you had to repeat certain parts, and then it goes to the refrain. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, forgive us our trespasses. Da-da-da-da-da, our Father who art.
You're making me feel like System of a Down should cover this.
It was so rock. It was so rock the way he played it.
System of a Down should cover this.
I mean, I can like picture him in my mind going, da-da-da-da-da, on the piano. Like, he played those ivories. He pounded them.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da. Like, I can't tell you enough.
Right.
It was very powerful.
He was feeling it.
I don't feel like he was feeling the religiosity of it. He was definitely into the piano of it. Okay?
This was in school?
Yeah.
You were learning the song for the Lord's Prayer.
In a Department of Defense school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about.
It was overseas. It was a Dodd school.
Talk about, like, very conflicted separation of church and state issues.
And
there.
It wasn't even a thing. I was like, what is this? And they're like, the Lord's Prayer. And I was like,
right.
What's the Lord? What's a prayer?
We're talking about many, many years ago. So, I mean.
Oh, yeah. It would have been early 80s.
But I don't recall learning. There was one teacher that tried to read, like, a God-ish book in Spanish to us. Because she was a Spanish teacher. And she really wanted to real bad. So she did. But that's the most I remember, like, God entering into my education.
I mean, that's the most I recall, and because it was for music class.
Sure.
So it wasn't specifically like we're learning religious stuff, and that's the only religious stuff that we learn. I mean, we also sang Beth for a public, you know, Beth, I hear you calling.
Nope.
But I can't come home right now.
Nope.
Because me and the boys are playing, and we just can't find the sound.
Nope.
No?
I don't know what
literally
you're saying.
Literally, no?
No.
It's a rock ballad.
Okay.
80s hair band.
I probably know it if I heard the actual song. I'm not good at picking up on what you're singing sometimes, so.
Maybe not, because, like, it wasn't, like, one of their more famous ones, but, yeah, it was a decent song. But, yeah, we had to sing that at a concert.
Now, if you had been singing Angie, I'd have got that one.
Angie. No, this was Beth. And what's really funny is that we've had this conversation before.
I'm sure you're probably right.
And I've played it for you before.
You're probably right about that, too.
And the song, like, it starts off with, like, 10 minutes of da-na-na. Like, it opens with, like, this, like, airy, like, beautiful, like, da-na-na. Okay, sorry. Anyway, that was the Lord's Prayer,
and now yeah, we're moving like on. Three times, we did it like three times.
I mean, I can't help it.
No, I know.
Like,
I had to do it, and then you read
it. I had to play the rock version.
Sing it. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Okay, so now we all know the Lord's Prayer
so well.
So well.
Different
so
versions,
well.
Even.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very important, apparently.
Because there's different versions of it.
Well,
because the Bible isn't always the same for everybody.
Yeah. That's the one that Jesus says in the book of Matthew, but apparently there's other versions of it in other chapters.
Yeah, because
I don't know.
Obviously this is God's word.
But this is how you pray. Did you pray?
No.
No, me neither. Nope. I sang.
Yeah. I just regurgitated.
You mumbled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When you fast, you know, all those times that you do that?
Not often.
I don't think I've ever known you to fast.
That's not entirely true, but
the night before you get blood drawn, maybe?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like at your annual physical?
Sure.
Yeah. Your brother would be fasting all the time and telling you, you should fast.
He does. He does. He's all about the fasting.
He's all about the fast. I'm not quite sure why.
He says it's really healthy.
I don't
know.
Again,
there's always this new like fad of like how to be the healthiest and the best way to eat. And mm-hmm. I'm like, you guys have a new one every 5 minutes, so I don't know which one to follow.
You're just going to keep
steak. I'm just going to keep doing what I do. Yeah.
Give it a hamburger, bitch. So when you do fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do. Quit looking somber.
If I
want
to look somber when I'm fasting, I'm going to look somber.
For they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Okay, this is the image that I get. It's the arm across the forehead going, woe is me. Yeah.
Again, it's the putting on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the letting everybody know how
you guys,
much you're suffering for your religion.
Oh, I'm so hungry. I'm fasting right now. You know how you got to fast. Ugh. You know, because I'm such a faster.
Right, yeah.
I do be fasting all the time.
I fast the best and the most.
My fasting is the strongest.
Yeah.
I have the biggest faster. And I like to pound that fast so right hard. Into your fast.
Yeah.
Okay. For they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting.
Right.
Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. That's all they get. They don't get no more. They're done. I'm done with them bitches. Them disfigure faced fasting bitches.
Yeah.
I'm done with them. That's what. Yeah. Jesus
don't
said,
like it. He didn't truck with that.
Jesus 2026.
Yeah.
But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your fucking face so that it will not be obvious to others that you're fasting, but only to your father who is unseen. And your father who sees what is done in secret will reward
what
you.
What does oil do? Does it hide the fact that you're fasting?
Well,
to make you look like you're more, you know.
I think he's saying go about your normal business. Wash your face as you do.
Okay.
Oil your beard. You know, don't make it obvious. Like, don't do anything different.
Got it.
Like, you're normally oiling your beard. Keep doing that.
Okay.
Don't go about going, I'm starving because I'm such a faster. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Comb your hair. Put on your hat.
Do your thing.
You know?
Put your pomade in.
Yeah. Oil your beard. Clean your ears. Wash your hands after you piss.
Sorry, you and kid weren't here last night because you went to your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And, I watched Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That's pomade. That's where pomade came from.
Oh, okay. Pomade came from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Well, it's Dapper Dan, actually, but you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't come from that, but that's why.
That's why you
today.
Know it. Okay.
Why I know it. It's why it came up today.
You knew pomade from Eric.
Yeah, actually.
Oh my God. We knew a guy named Eric, and he was so 1950s rock and roll.
Oh, he was awesome.
You don't even know. And he put pomade in his hair.
I wish we knew where to find him, actually.
Me too.
That's so sad. I don't know what happened to him.
Like, I feel like we should do an internet search and like.
We should just, you know, say his name on our podcast.
We should.
No, we should.
No, no, no. He would not appreciate that. He was very shy.
But that might solve the problem.
If there was a problem, you'll solve it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, oil your fucking beard, bitch.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm getting old, so I'm starting to get like whiskers on my chin, as women of a certain age do.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So I got to start oiling my beard. What? Like, you look like you're embarrassed on my behalf. And I'm like, I'm not embarrassed. When women hit their 50s, they start going through menopause and growing beards. And maybe if more women spoke up about it.
Just to be clear, wife does not have a beard.
But it would be fine if I did,
right, yeah.
Which a lot of women do. I don't know if you're aware of this.
I'm fine with that.
A lot of women start having a lot of issues in their 50s. They do start growing more hair, and they need to get on hormone control sometimes because of it. And I'm saying, like, it's a fucking issue, and so I need to oil my beard too. Okay, that's all. I'm not fun making. I'm
sure.
Literally pointing out a thing that I think would be better if more people were honest about, that aging bodies start to do things unexpected. And
right.
Like, why should I be surprised that I'm growing more hairs on my chin?
Right.
Honestly, like, I feel like women should have been telling me this shit, that, oh, you're going to find a few more hairs on your chin than you used to have.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
As you age, as you get old. And it's nothing to be ashamed about. It just means I lived. Hooray, I lived. God damn. Anyways, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth.
I know a lot of people that are kind of fucked on that account.
I know some people with airplanes and islands and
run countries.
Gold.
There's a lot of problematic people with regard to that.
Sneakers and watches and all kinds of merch.
Weird.
stop storing up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal. Earthly things.
Yeah.
But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, you know, good acts.
Yeah.
You know, where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. Oh, heaven's pretty.
Also, if you're poor and you know, then people tend to not break in and steal because you're poor.
Yeah. Yeah, so, that is true.
You know. There's nothing to get.
We should know. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Home is where your heart is, and that's where your treasure is too.
I do have to say that's a nice sentiment, but I don't like the idea of saving up everything for death.
Right.
Like, you know, like this is that whole thing where you're gonna be everything's gonna be awesome in the afterlife.
And yeah.
I'm like, no, there is no fucking afterlife. Just be awesome now.
You know, you could have both Netflix and good deeds.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
But there's no reason that you can't live a good, let's just go with wholesome as the word, a good wholesome life and not also have fun and enjoy your time. But a lot of people.
But you don't have to buy one for airplanes. The other.
So. Right. Like, yeah.
There could be a nice medium where you have several subscriptions to various streaming services, and maybe you eat out a couple times a week, and you have a nice, decent car that runs with air conditioning.
Yeah.
You know, you could have those things, but do you need three yachts? I don't think you do.
I feel like the thing that you need in order to be a decent person is basically just empathy.
Yeah.
You know, like, we kind of talked about that before. Actually, I think we did a whole episode about
empathy
and the whole thing. And that's just, I think, the distinguishing factor between what I would consider generally a good person versus not a good person.
Right.
Is the level of empathy they have for other human beings and how they treat other human beings.
Yeah.
You know, like, it has nothing to do with how much money you have, how much. You know, whatever. But if you are able to put yourself in someone else's shoes and see what they're going through, that makes all the difference in the world. It doesn't have anything to do with how many toys you save after you die.
Right.
It just has to do with how you treat others in this world.
Look, I have a lot of washi tape.
You do.
And a lot of stickers.
Yeah.
I do.
I don't think anybody would want to steal that.
But what I'm saying is I have a lot of it.
Yeah.
But I also use it in my arts and crafts.
It's true.
So I'm not just hoarding it for hoarding's sake.
No, you genuinely get joy from those things.
Yeah.
I don't see it. There's literally no value in those items.
Right.
So, I mean, you're hoarding what most people would call junk.
No, I hoard so much junk, y'all. It's true. One of my favorite things that I've hoarded is this Godzilla toy and I'm looking at it right now.
You are.
And it's got a push button, and when you push it, it goes, rawr,
yeah.
Rawr,
yeah.
Rawr,
I
three
fucking
times.
Hate it.
Three times.
Yeah.
And his eyes light up, and he's next to a building, and he kind of moves and shakes the building, and you can hear the people go, and I love it so much. And the battery ran out, and we never replaced the battery. And so, like, the compromise is that I get to keep it out on display, but it doesn't make noise.
Actually, you just added a new battery into it recently. It does work right now.
It doesn't work.
It does.
It doesn't. Go try it.
Okay.
It doesn't work.
It's gonna work.
It's not gonna work because it's broken. Oh my god.
I told you.
That my life just changed.
You put the fucking battery in.
For whatever reason, I thought it didn't work. Oh my God. I'm so happy right now. Oh, that just changed my life. And what really makes me happy is that, like, I had this keychain that had the word love, and so I hung that around his neck.
Yeah.
Because that's just ironic and funny.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, I'm a hoarder. But that guy's funny. It's so funny.
Right.
I love that thing. It brings me so much joy.
That's why it's literally up on a shelf by itself, except for your skeleton mug.
Jack Skellington mug.
That's right beside it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is an entire shelf in our dining room is Godzilla and Jack Skellington mug.
Well, yeah. Toys. If you're going to surround yourself, it should be with fun things, not fucking islands and airplanes and yachts.
Right.
Just find some toys you like, you know?
Right.
Like, husband likes race cars.
What?
No, models. Model cars. Don't you like models?
If I'm going to do a model, I would do a model airplane.
That's what I was trying to say. Model airplane.
I don't like cars.
No, you don't. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah.
But you would like to build model airplanes, you told me. You thought that would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to do it when I was a kid. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be fun. But yacht? You don't need a yacht. Much less three yachts.
Nope.
Nope.
Sure.
That's too big.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know where I was going with all of that.
I have no clue. You're just kind of rambling.
Jesus doesn't like you to own an island.
Right.
I am convinced of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure that's probably correct. If Jesus were real.
Okay. Yeah. I was going with like the book that we're reading.
Right.
All right. Listen. The eye is the lamp of the body. Okay. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness.
Mm.
If then the light within
you...
So
if you have glaucoma, then you're fucked.
Probably.
Okay.
If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
Mm.
This sounds very ableist.
Yeah, it really does.
But
remember, they don't like people who are disabled.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
Jesus doesn't want you to be blind. Blind people can go fuck themselves, according to Jesus. But he's Jesus.
Can't he just heal you?
He has in the Bible.
I mean,
that he's going around healing people of their blindness. They said he healed
people's diseases. It didn't say he's... I mean, but...
Like, he got their demons out of them. Surely he can cure their blindness.
Okay. All right.
But he's saying, stop being blind, stupid. Like, that feels so ableist.
It really does.
I don't like that version of Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus needs to get better. Jesus, people can't help their blindness and their eye problems. And if you could solve them, Jesus, then maybe you should do that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's my take.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, moving on. No one can serve two masters. I mean,
okay.
If you have two bosses, that is difficult. Unless your bosses aren't idiots.
I mean, if they're at two separate jobs, it's not as hard. It's just that you got to work more.
And, like, kids have a mom and a dad, and they've learned how to serve both of them and play them off of each other.
Right.
Like, you go and you ask mom something, and mom says, go ask your dad. And then you go ask your dad something, and he says, go ask your mom. And you're like, mom already said yes. You know?
Right.
Yeah. That's serving two masters just fine.
It's manipulating two masters.
Yeah, yeah. I worked for a husband and wife who owned a company, and that was not the funnest because she was the capable one and he was an idiot. But he was the owner. And we weren't allowed to recognize that he was an idiot. And, you know, I have a problem with that, which I now understand is because I'm autistic and I don't understand social rules that make you not acknowledge things out loud.
Right.
Like,
my favorite story from that job is that you got fired by the husband and then the wife was like, we can't do that.
Right. Well, it was because I was late too many times, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then he fired me in the middle of a giant project and like my jaw was just on the table and I was like, I just kept saying, but after I finished this project though, right? Like I couldn't fathom. I was like, but after I finished this though, right? And he was like, no, pack your stuff. And I was like, have you talked to her about this? Right? Like, I was like, I don't. And she was like, hang on. And so she took him back to the back office and talked about it. And she came back and was like, okay, here's the thing. Like, you're going to be my employee now.
Right.
And I was like, okay. And she was like, so you need to stop being late. And I was like, okay, but I didn't, though. But it was fine because I work hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, you can't, you either you will hate the one and love the other as I did in my job, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other.
Oh.
That's okay. The same as hate the one and love the other.
I think he's talking about gods or whatever, but like.
You cannot serve both God and money. That's what he's saying.
Sure.
That's
sure.
What it says.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense, I guess.
So rich people need to get up off it. They're not being Jesus-like.
This is not conducive to people keeping their money.
No. You know,
and Jesus all, wants you.
Jesus doesn't mind you being rich, but you need to give a lot of it away and stop hoarding it. Stop hoarding wealth.
It's in the red.
It's not my fault. You know? It's what Jesus said.
Right.
So you need to sell your island.
It's in the red like my bank account.
Right? Yeah. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes?
Mm.
I mean, I have to worry about things like being dressed in public.
Right.
Because if I didn't worry about that, I would either be naked or wearing pajamas all the time.
Yeah.
Because that's my speed.
Right.
Look at the birds of the fucking air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them.
Hmm.
Okay, that's not true. Sometimes birds do store shit in barns. I've seen your mom's barn. And there are birds storing shit in there. Are you not much more valuable than they?
I mean...
I'm not quite sure.
I think he's just trying to say, see how... But that doesn't... Like, are birds going to heaven? Birds get to go to heaven?
I take care of birds. You think I can't take care of you? Is that what he's saying?
I don't know. He's just like, they're doing it right. God's feeding them. But, you know, also, I don't know.
His eye is on the sparrow.
He also killed a bunch of them to feed his Israelites.
He when fucking threw the birds at them.
he was like, oh, you want food? I'm going to kill a fuck ton of birds and throw them at you.
He threw birds at them.
Yeah, that was a thing.
In the desert.
So I don't know. Those birds didn't get it real good from God.
And
what did they do? What did they fucking do to deserve that shit?
I don't really understand. Okay, I know that I'm just being silly, okay?
Right.
But I really don't understand what he's saying there. Is it about storing,
I think he's just
hoarding
saying
wealth?
The things that you need are just, yeah, it's about wealth, and it's about, because trust the bird, all you need is that is God will provide for you, like the birds. The birds get their food. They don't need to store a bunch of shit to survive, and God provides.
Trust in me.
Trust in God, right, yeah. That's what he's trying to say.
Remember that Alfred Hitchcock movie, The Birds?
I do.
That was scary. I saw it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it was so scary. And then I think about it now, and it's like, no, that's still kind of scary. If a bunch of birds are coming at you, come on. You'd be a little twigged out, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
Like, they're from the sky.
I was driving by, I was driving down the road in the country, and... This creeped me out probably more than anything ever with regard to birds in real life. I looked up in this tree and there was like this murder of crows all circled around this tree. Like they were in a circle.
It was a devil tree.
And one of the fucking crows was like, had his wings spread outright.
Shut up!
And just like standing up. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? They're having a goddamn crow seance up there or something.
What?
Like, what is happening up there? It was creepy looking.
Was there a witch around?
Because crows are not small birds.
No, they're not.
They're fucking huge.
Yeah. Yeah, they are big birds.
Yeah. Not yellow.
No.
Not like Sesame Street.
No. Yeah. No, no, no.
But no, yeah, they are not small birds. And to see that...
A murder of crows surrounding one with his arms lifted.
Yeah, it was
to the heavens.
Really, really weird.
Was there a witch around? Like,
you know, they're really smart, right?
I keep asking you.
Oh.
Was there a witch around?
A witch?
A witch.
How? I didn't scour the fucking area for a witch. I don't know.
I'm just curious because, like, that
what,
would
what,
make...
What would a witch do?
Because she would be, like, leading this...
You think witches control crows? Is that a thing?
I mean, I didn't think crows would do a seance like that, so what the fuck do I know?
I don't know what they were doing. They might have just been sitting around... jabbering at each other, and then like one dude stretched his arms out, you know, and he's like, "Oh yeah," and that was it. But it looked weird. That's all.
Okay.
And as far as you know, things go, crows just popping up and you know,
crows doing that thing. Off.
It was.
They are very smart. They are very smart. They can be trained.
Crows are really smart.
Yeah. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?
Possibly.
No.
No? I mean, if I'm worried that the newscaster is correct that there is a tornado coming at our house, and I worry
about
it.
And you get down in the basement.
And I get down in the basement, I might have added an hour to my life, or more, even.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I think what we have here is
a failure to communicate.
I think he's trying to ask one question and we're taking it literal.
No, I know. That one was maybe a step too far.
No, I just like, I see what he's asking, but I also see like, no, yeah, actually, like, what do you mean by worrying exactly? Like taking in the news.
Freddie on our Discord, he says that if you worry about your blood pressure and go to the doctor, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? That's what I'm saying. Like, what do you mean by worrying? Do you mean like, being concerned and proactive and taking good advice? Or do you mean like just having anxiety and running in circles, screaming and shouting? And like, what do you mean by worry?
Right. Because definitely there are things that could extend your life.
So let's assume that he is not using worrying in the sense of concern and that he's using it as ridiculous anxiety.
Sure. That makes sense.
Okay. Because that goes better with what he's saying. Because can concern make you have a longer life? Yes.
Sure.
You know, because you're concerned about...
But the act of having concern does not extend your life.
Okay.
The feeling of that anxiety does not necessarily...
That's what I'm saying.
That's probably what he's getting at.
Yeah.
That, and also they didn't have as good of medical care back then, so it probably didn't fucking matter whether you went there for high blood pressure or not, so...
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
It didn't extend your life back then.
So he's saying, stop worrying so much.
They didn't even have aspirin.
And why do you worry about clothes? Oh, I could tell you why. Because if you walk out naked, you might get arrested.
True.
Especially if you're a woman and you dare to show your titties in public. I mean, sometimes you can't even breastfeed in public.
Right.
Without being arrested.
Yeah.
So... that's why you worry about clothes.
Right.
But I think he's saying, like, fancy clothes.
Sure.
Which I don't worry about fancy clothes.
Right.
I just worry about the bare minimum being dressed.
Yeah.
Okay. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these.
Hmm.
Even Solomon wasn't wearing pretty things.
I see.
But the flowers are.
No, I think he's comparing Solomon to the people of today that worry about their clothes. The people of that time that are worried about their clothes.
Yeah.
Not the flowers.
No, he's saying the flowers. Look, listen.
Mm-hmm.
See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these flowers of the field.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith?
Oh. God's gonna clothe us?
Yeah.
Wow.
Trust me. He's saying, trust me, I got this.
So you don't need to go clothes shopping. If you just believe in God, he'll provide you clothes.
I know that's not true because I need to order new underwear.
But we also don't believe in God.
That is true.
I'm just saying.
No, you're right.
Maybe we should go ask somebody that believes in God and like, hey, does God ship you guys clothes from Amazon or something? Or like, where do you get your clothes at?
I know that my mom buys clothes.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
God doesn't send it to them.
Also, I know that Southern Baptists love to dress up for church. Like, they don't just wear clothes.
Right.
They get dressed up for
church. And I know they didn't get that from God Bay.
No, they did not. They did not. And also, they put on makeup and they do their hair big and they wear earrings. I mean, they dress up in their Sunday finest.
Right.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because you got to dress your best for God. But here, Jesus is saying, but why though? Why are you getting fancy?
Yeah.
Stop.
No, and my understanding of Jesus was that he was always like...
Jeans are fine.
kind of. Like, he was always looking out for the downtrodden, the lesser, whatever, things like that.
Yeah.
Seems like he wanted to lift them up. And it doesn't sound like he's overly concerned with the niceties of life.
Yeah.
You know? And... This is not to say that he's all good, but like that aspect of it is definitely not.
Stop trying to impress me. He's right. Saying stop. Don't worry about trying to impress each other or me.
Impress me with feelings. Impress me with thoughts. Impress me with, you know, devotion. Impress me with the things that matter.
Also,
and not your clothes and your.
Feel like the better dressed you are on Sunday, probably the shittier you are during the week.
It generally seems to hold true.
I'm gonna just put that out there.
Yeah. Seems to be a good indicator.
Like, I would have to follow you around during the week for a few years.
Right.
But I bet that there's a pattern. Somebody
should do a study.
Yeah.
On that.
How expensive are your earrings and makeup versus how much of a shitty person are you? I bet that ratios out. I'm not sure how you gauge
that exactly, but there's got to be a way.
I bet it ratios out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody get a hold of Pew right now.
Right now. So do not worry saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? Oh. For the pagans run after all these things and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. I don't feel like that's fair. I do run after food because I'm hungry. And I do run after drink because you got to have water or you'll die.
Well, yeah.
And no amount of spirituality is going to change that basic function. That's not
what Jesus is saying.
And honestly, what shall we wear? Like, look, I understand you're talking about fancy clothes, but it sounds like you're saying walk naked and you will get arrested.
Right. Probably even back then.
Yeah.
You know.
So I'm going to need you to stop being so metaphorical and speak clearly. And say, look, drinking is fine. Eating is fine. Wearing clothing is fine. I'm saying stop being so fancy and spending extra.
I have a question.
Yeah?
If Jesus' words are in red, right? So they're Jesus' words.
Mm-hmm.
But there's different interpretations of the Bible and they're all in red.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know which ones are actually Jesus' words?
Oh, I'm going to say that the publisher could tell you. I bet the inventor of the printing press has some things to say about it.
Sorry, that just popped in my head. I was curious.
It's all Jesus's words.
Right, yeah.
He spoke so many languages, including Shakespearean English with thee, thy, thou, those.
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay. Stop worrying about food and drink and clothes, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, we're bringing this home. Ready?
Sure.
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. The end.
I hear it's only a day away.
It's only a day away.
So,
how do we feel about this?
I mean, overall.
Overall,
there was not a bad chapter with regard to the messages.
I feel like he has a good message. I just feel like
it certainly puts into question a lot of the ways that of what we know about Christianity and the way it operates in the world today. And
how they behave. Yeah.
And how they behave. It puts into a lot of that is questionable based on what this chapter
of this book,
the Sermon on the Mount, like people talk about this speech all the time, right?
Yeah.
As though it's like this big thing that indicates what they mean Christianity is.
And I'm like, I don't think we're talking about the same speech, maybe.
And yet we're sitting here, you know, we kind of have this back and forth on the Discord and people are, you know, in our Discord are telling us like, well, John's going to change all that. Right. And so I'm hearing this and at some point we're going to get to that point, but it's the Sermon on the Mount.
Right.
Like,
we've heard of this.
Right. Like, this is a big deal. Such a pillar of what Christianity is, right? Yeah. And yet, apparently, we're going to have to rethink all this at some point when we get later into the Bible.
And this is already... This is already different from, like, God our Father who...
Yeah.
You know...
Yeah, this is such a different message from the Old Testament that it's night and day.
But, so what but I'm hearing
we're
is...
we're going to have yet another contradiction.
It's not just going to change from book to book. It's going to change from... not just from Old Testament to New Testament, but from one disciple to the next? What the fuck?
Right. One of those disciples being Jesus, the literal Son of God, apparently, according to the Bible.
Right. And they're arguing about what he says.
That's the one that we don't take as strongly as this Paul dude.
Yeah. I don't understand.
It really, in my mind, makes zero sense.
Yeah.
But who am I to judge, right? I'm
just a pagan. What the fuck do I know?
we always go after those clothes and stuff. So I don't know shit.
Look, I don't go after fancy brand name things. I don't. And I don't think really people should worry about brand name stuff. Is that what he's talking about?
I don't know. He's talking about people trying to impress others with the way that they're dressing.
Right.
And not trying to impress God is my take on that matter.
Sure.
And this message that we heard in this chapter specifically lines up with what I feel like I was told that Jesus is,
mm-hmm.
but it's not the practice of what Jesus is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like people like to pitch this as the opening.
This is what Christianity is about.
This is what Christianity is about. But then they pitch a different message, which apparently is the John message, mm. once you get into the club.
Right.
They're like, yeah, that's all cool and everything, but actually...
We would actually this is what like it really to be is. Assholes.
Yeah. We didn't like that message as well as what John
Jesus
said.
Jesus is too woke.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but Jesus is what you sell Christianity as, and it's why I've always said Jesus is just all right with me.
I think this is why, like, this right here, this mm-hmm. this is the reason why I really struggle with Christianity.
Because what even are you?
Right.
Like, honestly, what the fuck even are you?
Because this message, for the most part, sounds all right. You know, like, I'm like, this sounds pretty good,
yeah.
generally speaking.
Don't be a dick.
The whole thought crime thing, like, I don't know. Like, there's some things I've got problems with in here.
But it's mostly don't be a dick.
Yeah, overall, it's a decent message.
Be nice to each other. Don't be a dick. Don't worry.
Sure.
Take care of each other. Be nice.
Right. Again, it's a nice sentiment
it's
for the
fine.
Most part.
It's fine.
But I guess we'll find out. And that's later stuff. So anyway, that was Matthew chapter 6.
Little Maddie.
Second part of the Sermon on the Mount. We're going to be doing, next time we come do an episode, it's going to be...
Little Maddie chapter 7, which is the wrap up of the Sermon on the Mount.
And then after that, we'll be doing a...
Q&A, might be Saturday.
But it'll be over the Sermon on the Mount.
Yeah.
So... thank you all for joining us, and we will see you next time.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.